Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 291, where some of us are ready. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
This beer is really strong.
Who has a strong beer? And Jeff?
Mine is as well.
And Pete.
What's up?
You don't have a strong beer, too?
No, I have water.
Mine is 11% ABV.
Yours is stronger than mine, but I've had more than you. I'm guessing.
I just don't guess. Yeah,
okay, so. That's probably accurate.
I would guess that that's always the case.
Yeah. What are you drinking, Tony?
This is a... It's called Wake Up Dead.
Jesus.
By Left Hand Brewing. It's a Russian Imperial Stout.
Where is Left Hand Brewing out of? Russia?
No, I think it is... No, I don't remember.
It's got to be.
It might be North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. It's not. South. It's not one that's out here, at least that I've noticed. So.
It is Colorado.
Is it Colorado? Wow.
Maybe I'm just not paying attention. I stick to my Lagunitas lately, which are I'm sure you get them out there, right?
Oh yeah. Everywhere.
Also, just in case you were wondering, they are closed right now.
Closed.
Lagunitas.
As. No, Left Hand Brewing Company. They are not open currently at whatever time it is in Colorado.
Oh.
That would be, what, 2 hours? It's like 9 o'clock.
9:20.
They're like, they close, like they're out of business.
No, they're not out of business. They're just not... Like, Google, for some reason, when you, like, so certain companies show up with their business, and it's like, they're currently open. Like,
yeah.
This one is not open if you need to go there.
I don't.
But there's tours on weekends, so.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah, head there on Saturday. But we've been playing some games.
A little bit.
Yeah, there's four new games I'm looking at on this list.
Yeah, buddy. February's been a busy month.
Three new games and one old game that has a new expansion, so. Tony, you've been playing XCOM 2.
I've been playing, but you guys have been playing XCOM 2. You've been with me the whole way.
Yeah, I
and
heard
you're that. Also alive.
That's good, cause, that's although there was, oh, really? it was a little shaky there with me for a minute. So.
Yeah, I was worried. You were badly wounded, but your character also recovered very quickly. I was very surprised. Cool.
Like Deadpool.
Yeah, you and Peter are pretty badass.
Yeah, buddy.
Jeff is really good at panicking and running away.
So, like sounds more like real life every time. Yeah.
But you're all better off than Fozzie, who in like my second mission got left behind when I was being extracted.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, he's missing in action.
Can you get those guys back? Like,
well, the funny thing is, so he was left behind, and also Earl was left behind.
But
later on, I got a rescue mission, so we went in and we saved Earl, but we didn't save Fozzie. So,
oh no,
Fozzie's still out there somewhere. We don't know where.
What if something goes wrong to a character that you don't want to happen? Could you load up a save, or
you can't? So I'm not. This is my first playthrough still, so I'm not playing an Iron Man. But there is Iron Man mode, so you're kind of stuck with what happens. You only get the one save file, and it auto saves for you.
Okay.
As you go along, so you can't play like that. And that, you know, that would suck. I would miss you guys when you died.
But. That would be sad.
But, well, like, you still are having things happen that you don't want to happen, though, it sounds like.
Oh,
like, you got Fozzie captured.
Fozzie got captured. So now you're, in the previous game, you had, like, a base center that all your missions came from. Now the base is like this mobile aircraft. And my current mission, the aircraft has been shot down, and I'm being attacked by waves of aliens trying to defend it while we repair it so we can get back up in the air and get away. So, did not want that to happen, but it did happen.
So, what is different about XCOM 2, though?
The frame rate.
The frame rate.
It's worse.
We'll get to the frame rate, but the premise is I find it a lot more compelling. So in the first game, you were this elite fighting force trying to fend off the invasion of the aliens. The second game assumes that you lost.
It's a pretty good assumption given the way that I had played that game.
Well, see, I won in the previous game, so I'm pissed off.
God damn it.
My victory was worth nothing. It meant nothing to the annals of history, but So you're back, you're an insurgency, you're trying to overthrow the aliens who are now in control of everything. You're building up a resistance network around the globe, and trying to get the technologies and the weapons and everything you need to eventually overthrow them and save the human race. So that's kind of a cool premise. You're in a much different perspective. You're definitely trying to scrape and claw your way back from the brink. So there's a lot of like forlorn hope. You'll see lots of like your resistance people getting massacred and that kind of thing while you're gazing on helplessly. So they do a good job in the beginning of really convincing you of that. So, but the other thing is, since you're a resistance movement now, you spend a lot of missions acting instead of reacting.
Okay.
So a lot of those other the missions in the previous game were, you know, go and save the people who are under attack or whatever. Now there's a lot of attack this alien convoy or take out this alien facility.
So you're kind of on the offensive.
Right. And the cool thing about that is that you start those missions concealed. So you can move your troops into position on the map and the aliens don't know you're there yet.
Okay.
Which lets you do cool things like set up ambushes or like just try to move as far as you can through the map. And some of your troops have a special ability where they can stay concealed even though your other troops all get revealed. So you can send out like a scout as a recon unit and then have a sniper in the back. And so he's out, like, they don't see him, but he's spotting for the sniper who's picking everyone off. But the sniper is so far away that the aliens can't get at him. So that's kind of a cool thing. And the game has all new units and all new techs, and they've added a bunch of abilities and stuff. That you know, you expect all that in the expansion. What I wasn't expecting were, as Peter mentioned, the frame rate issues,
mm-hmm.
which are... crippling at the higher settings. Mm. So, you know, I have my now year old but still awesome gaming laptop, and I was getting like one frame per second in most of the animation sequences, which, you know, the game is turn-based, so it doesn't make it unplayable, but it's like, okay, I set up this awesome shot for my sniper and I don't get to watch it.
Yeah, even just beyond playability, it's just, I mean,
yeah, it's
disappointing. Crappy. Yeah.
Now, I was able to, obviously went through and turned all my settings down to low, and now I can see everything, so I'm not having those issues anymore. But of course, now the game looks like it came out in, you know, 2005. And,
That's scary.
I wonder
it looks like a good looking game from 2005, but it still looks
like an old game.
I heard they did patch a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so. there was a patch, but it focused on like immediate issues and didn't do a whole lot for the optimization. Like, optimization was mentioned in the patch, but there are definitely some other patches coming that will focus more on that. So,
well, hopefully they can get that straightened out.
Yeah, because it's a really good game. I mean, it looks okay the way I have it now, and of course it's so much fun to play. I've put like more than 20 hours into it so far, so I'm really enjoying it, but you know, they really need to iron that out, because it's a really gaping hole in this game right now. And it seems to become a more and more common thing with PC games. I can't remember the last time I played a PC game at launch that worked visually.
Every game.
Not every game is broken.
Not every. I mean, it seems so common now.
It's like I play my Paradox games, like all the obscure strategy games, and those games all work perfectly at launch. And the reason they work perfectly at launch is that there's no visuals and
it's just a map.
Yeah, basically. So this is not just a map and has lots of problems. But nothing game breaking, and I haven't actually had the game like crash or anything. So there's no glitches that make it unplayable, at least in my experience. But lots of customization options, though. Like, I was able to, like, I have so many people in my Twitter feed where I've, like, just added them into my game and, you know, made them awesome. You know, Trucker Sean and Doyle. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the most fun parts of the original game, so.
Right. Of course, I've been taking screenshots and sending them to people as they go along. I'm like, Chris, nice job shooting down the alien, that kind of thing.
But all I've done is panic and ran away.
But you're not missing, Jeff. You're still with us, so you can still drink with us.
Because I'm smart, because I ran.
Right. Yeah. Fozzie got lost.
Okay, it's fine, Jeff. Amanda runs away, too.
Yeah, we're hanging out in the back, staying
That's right.
alive,
drinking beer in the helicopter.
Yeah, we'll be waiting for you.
Hope you guys get here soon. Well, I'm looking forward to playing that at some point, hopefully, maybe after they fix some of the issues. But I have been playing the expansion to Dying Light, The Following, which Don dropped in my inbox on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
I was not expecting. I didn't even realize that he had asked for a review copy of it, but he shot it over to me. That game is still really fun.
I heard it's a huge, like, basically,
it is
like,
massive. I have put 5 hours into it so far. I am not halfway done, and most of my map is still dark. Like, it's a map that, as you kind of move around, it uncovers. So most of mine is still kind of like, I don't know what's out there.
But, you know what?
What was that, Jeff?
No, that's honestly kind of cool of them, because they could have released that as a full sequel. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I hear it's only probably about 10 to 12 hours, which is about half as long as the original game, but yeah.
10 to 12 hours is the average length of a triple A game.
Yeah, an actual game. Like, yeah.
Like, what is the price on the expansion?
It's $20.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's so they've done a lot here. Jeff, you played Dying Light.
Yeah.
The big thing about Dying Light was the kind of mobility, the agility, and kind of being able to move around, do the parkour stuff. That's still here, but it's less needed because the world is open. It's this, you're outside of Haran, you are in the countryside. There's a lot of farmland, like small towns every once in a while, but there's a lot of open space. So the way they get around that is they give you a dune buggy. You're driving around in this dune buggy, rolling over zombies as you do it. It's a ton of fun doing that, but they have added a whole new skill system into it as well. So before, you had your overall level, which was your survival rating, and then you had an agility level and a power level, which you leveled up independently by, you know, kind of doing parkour or by, you know, fighting off enemies. There's now a driver level, which you gain experience from driving. So everything you do, there's numbers popping out everywhere.
Is the driving fun, though?
It is. It's, yeah. It's,
is there, like, do they put ramps and stuff in the world for you to go flying, get some air? And
There are some. I was trying to get back to my home base, and I accidentally dropped it in the bottom of a lake.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then I had to run home. And you can, like, basically go to your home base and say recall the vehicle, and, like, I guess, like, I'll keep in my mind that maybe the people I'm, like, hanging out with there, they went out and towed my car back or something, but, because I don't know how you would magically just have a car reappear. But there's a lot of stuff you can do with the car, too. There are five components. There's engine, brakes, turbo, suspension. There's one other one somewhere in there. And they can all be upgraded independently, so you can kind of like add, you know, more speed, you can add more turbo, you can add better handling, all by, you know, picking up items throughout the world and crafting them and dropping them in. But your car also, much like the weapons in the game, depreciates. Like, it'll, the more you use it, the more you ram into crap, the worse off.
I don't like that shit.
Like, the durability of it, so you're going to need to repair it. And also, your car needs fuel.
Naturally.
No.
But it's so much fun. Like, it's so great. Like, because you have to fill up your fuel tank. So I am, like, driving up, and, like, there's maybe some cars over here, so I'm getting out, and I'm, like, searching all the gas tanks. and I'm searching the engines of like the other cars and like search like trying to get parts for my car, and also like being totally paranoid because you are out in the open now, and at any moment like the zombies that are over in that field might know you're there, so it's like you have to. There's this like, all right, there's a car up there. Do I get in my car and do I drive up to that car? Or do I just run off and like be quiet and try and get there? But if I get caught, now I'm not near my car. There's this great like risk reward, and it's so much fun. Like there's so much tension in between doing that. It's like I find myself just trying to position my car and getting out and searching every car I can. And now I have like way too much of everything because I'm searching everything. But it's still great fun each time you get out and you're trying to find some fuel. And early on when you don't have the fuel, it's really nerve wracking because you're like, if I get stranded out here, like, I'm either one, I could possibly die because I'm surrounded by zombies, or I have to, like, trek back to my home base and have them tow the car back here. The story is weird. There's, like, some weird cult thing going on where these cult members pray and the zombies don't attack them. I don't know. I haven't really uncovered a whole lot of it yet, but... it's fun. Like there's enough going on that I'm enjoying it. I put 5 hours into it so far, and I'm now totally addicted to the app again that came.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I'm like,
there's an app.
There's an app where you have a team of survivors, and you send them out on missions. You don't really do any, like you're not doing anything. You're just kind of commanding them to go out and do stuff for you. And they go out and they complete missions, and they'll bring you back stuff in that game that you can send to the main game.
Jesus.
And so, like, I am, like, having them go out and get me, like, med kits and like, alcohol, which you can use to make Molotov cocktails, and get me, like, household components so I can make, like, grenades. And, like, I'm just, like, have... For the last 3 days, I've been like sending out my like squad of survivors out to get all sorts of shit for me. It's really dumb, but it's fun. That game is great. For $20, like if you like Dying Light, it seems to be something that is definitely worth picking up. So.
Nice.
Maybe when it gets cheaper, I'll buy like the. Game of the Year edition or something.
You need the base game, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, you need the base game. So it's not like it's not a standalone game.
Which is weird because it doesn't like add into the open world, but it just.
It doesn't, but it your character and like you can go back to the main game. Everything like in it, like you can go back and forth between the following DLC and. Haran, like the base game, and carry everything back and forth with you. So, like all of my stuff that I had from when I completed the game was all still there, like my level and everything. Like, that doesn't reset. You're still, all that travels back and forth. If you're interested in it, maybe, like it'll probably be a nice price this summer when it gets dead again and. Might be a good time to go into it. You'll get about 30-35 hours out of like of gameplay out of it, so I think it's really good. Pete, though, you've been playing another brand new game.
Yeah.
Just came out Tuesday.
Playing might be stretching it.
Right.
Playing's a strong term for it.
All right. Well, tell us about your experience with Street Fighter V. That good.
So
huh?
I like Street Fighter. Like we talked about this last week.
Right.
Street Fighter is a cool game. The problem is, and it's a weird expectation versus reality thing, in terms of going in, I knew that the game was not going to have a lot of the things that most fighting games launch with. There's no arcade mode. There's just a bunch of story prologues right now. Nothing. Major there. There's no challenges. There's no marketplace for costumes. The game basically comes with training mode, survival mode, and online mode. And that's maybe about half maybe a third of what normally comes in your typical fighting game.
And this is still a $60 product.
Yes.
Right?
Now to be fair, all the stuff that I'm saying is missing is coming for free in the later months.
So it's not finished yet.
Yeah, that's basically what I mean. So it's just finished. Like everything that's in there is finished. It's not like it's buggy or anything, right? It's not like there's hitching or there's this or that. I mean, the online instability is another issue I'll get to later, but it's just missing modes, basically. Like, it's kind of like when, was it NHL? Which one launched with like half the mode?
Last year's NHL 15.
Yeah, so when that game came out, right, it launched with half the things that was in 14, and everyone was like, wait, where did it all go, and why is it not here?
Right.
So, you know, but in here, like, everybody knew that that was going to be the case. They'd been very forthright about that.
But everybody that's following Street Fighter, but, like, you're into Street Fighter or whatever, but, like, as a casual fan, which Street Fighter is, you know, if it's one of those top two fighting games, right? Like,
yeah, it's basically that or Tekken or Mortal Kombat, maybe.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. I would say Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. Tekken probably as well. But yeah, like, you know, if you're a more casual fan, maybe you're not following it. Like, oh shit, there's a new Street Fighter out.
Yeah, right. So you'll just pick that up and you'll wonder, like, wait, so what is there for me to do? And the answer is not a whole lot, and that's unfortunate. Especially if, like me, you don't have PlayStation Plus yet, so I can't even go online to play anything.
Oh.
And, like, play against people. I didn't even think, for some reason, that idea didn't even cross my mind when I bought the game that I was going to need that. I forgot that was a thing for PlayStation 4, because I tend to not play console games online.
Yeah, I forgot I don't have PlayStation Plus either, and so suddenly I was like, oh yeah, I don't have that.
You will be able to get, like, in some matches this weekend, I believe. I think it's a free weekend.
So. Yeah, I'm working both those days, but... it is what it is. But, I mean, so, like, you know, the expectation versus reality thing is like, okay, well, I knew that, right? And I was like, survival mode, and this will be fine. You know, and a lot of people, like, at first said it was fine, but it's one of those things where, like, when you get there... You finally realize how much is missing.
Do you think you'll still keep around, like, keep playing as the stuff comes out, though?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, like, I played all the story prologues. I played a bunch of survival mode and stuff, and that all helps you earn, like, the in-game currency that lets you buy stuff when the market launches next month, like costumes and characters and stuff like that. Excuse me. And, you know, story mode doesn't launch until June. But, yeah, it's a little unfortunate.
That's a little bit away.
It's weird to me, like, I don't know how I feel about rolling out features, because I felt like with Splatoon it was okay, kind of. But, like, this sounds really bare bones.
You already had...
Well,
but with Splatoon you at least had the single-player content, and there were, it launched with 4 maps, and...
It felt a little bit slight, like a little bit missing, but still, it was like a full game. Like, it could have been a full game, like, even if they didn't add more.
Right, if they didn't add it, it would have been a little bare bones, but, like, there was...
Still had the fundamentals.
Every base piece was there.
Yeah, so this is still missing a bunch of that. I mean, and if you're into online mode, you don't really care, because that's all you're going to do. You know, you'll play in training mode, and you'll play in online. But, you know, somebody who doesn't exactly have the ability to play online just yet, like, I played survival mode a bunch, but that's it. And even then, because of this, like, you don't earn in-game currency if you're not connected to the server. So if they're, like, there were a bunch of times where I'm playing through and the connection will just drop for whatever reason, and it'll boot me out of, like, in the middle of my game survival match, boot me out back to the main menu and just... like, gotta reconnect. And then when you reconnect, it's not like it puts you back in or anything. It's just like, you're just, it's like, alright, you connected, now go do whatever it was you were doing before.
And you haven't played Killer Instinct. I'm just wondering, like, if this had launched at, like, maybe like $20 and them adding the characters in later, like, that you buy, would that have maybe made it a little more palpable, or
because I think it's maybe because then if it were $20, everything else that's coming you would probably have to pay for as like add-ons and stuff.
Right. So and as this is, you're going to get at least a good amount of it for free, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, with the exception of like the DLC characters and costumes, like all the modes that should be in a game like this at launch will come for free. There'll be challenge mode. There'll be the market. That's all coming in March. There's one other thing coming in March that I can't remember what it is. And then story mode comes in June. And so,
this yeah. definitely doesn't seem like something that, like, I mean, I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but if I was going to pick up, like, a fighting game, like, it would be either Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, but, like, just to, like, have something to screw around with my friends, this does not seem like the game to kind of pick up just yet, as there's really not anything to do for me. Like, I'm not going to go online and play other people because I would just get my ass kicked.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've just been kind of, like, futzing around. You know? It's a fun game to play. Like, that's a thing you'll see when you, like, read all these reviews, is that it's like, hey, as a game, it looks and plays amazing. Right? Like, it's just, it's really fun. Excuse me, there are a lot of cool characters. You know, a bunch of the new right. ones are fun and stuff like that. A bunch of the old ones are, you know, some are familiar, some are different. And stuff, and you know, like it's an easier Street Fighter. Like making combos happen is easier because like the amount of animation frames needed to put in a combo is more in this one than it was in Street Fighter 4. So like you don't need like Superman fast reflexes in order to put in your combo.
Right.
You have, like, a second of thought to be like, where do I want to go next with this or something like that, without the whole thing just dropping and then, you know, tables have turned and stuff like that. You know, excuse you, Jeff. It's a fun game, I think this is a game that should have, for whatever reason, launched in March. And I think the reason it launched in February is because they wanted to get it out in time for the beginning of the Capcom Pro Tour.
Right.
For the competitive side of things. And so they just wanted the game in people's hands before the competition stuff began. But, yeah, I mean, Giant Bomb's review is probably the most honest one I've seen. They gave it a 3 out of 5, and by the end I was like, all right, yeah, no, that's about, once I write mine, that's probably around where it'll be.
Okay.
As well as, like, it's a fun game, it's great, but it's just, like, it's missing too much to the point where, like, if you don't have the ability to play online, or you, like, either skill-wise or money-wise, there's just nothing for you to do in that game. Like, or unless you have something to fuck around with. Like,
I was going to say, can you play local with a friend at least?
Yeah, so there's versus mode, and I didn't mention that because I haven't done it, and I actually don't have anybody to play versus mode with, but that mode is there, and I should, yeah. So there's that, there's survival mode, and then there's training mode, obviously, and story prologues, which are like, depending on the character, three to four single round fights that sort of like set up the premise of each character's like role in the story in the Street Fighter.
Okay. I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to buy it, wait until next month. That's
Probably not. I'll probably wait, like,
I wait till June at least, yeah, like, once everything is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want story mode and stuff like that.
And even then, like, I'll probably wait for it to go on sale somewhere.
Even then, I just
like June, it might have to be on sale.
Yeah, and I also have Street Fighter 2 somewhere here, which is probably, like, if my friends actually came over, that's what they would want to play, because that's what we played as kids. So.
I hear you. I never played Street Fighter. Like, I can't play it, so I only know how to play Mortal Kombat. That's it.
I don't know how to play any of them, like, honestly.
Well, yeah.
I just, like, basically just slam my hands on the buttons, but
Street Fighter feels so weird to me. Like, I'm not into fighting games, and the only one I really played was Mortal Kombat, so, like, I kind of have a feel for that, and it feels so different. Like, they're two different flavors. So
I actually really liked Soul Calibur back when.
Oh yeah, that was
Soul Calibur is so good.
It's fun.
But I also hear that's like a really like noob friendly game. Like
yeah. But I
like
mean,
in
that's...
terms of like you don't really you can like you can do basic attacks and turn them into combos as opposed to like having to do more advanced attacks to kind of like work your way out.
Yeah. I played Soul Calibur 2. That game is fun.
Soul Calibur 2 is amazing.
And I hate fighting games, but that game is fun.
Jeff, you played a multiplayer game too.
Which one?
Yes. I mean, I want to talk about Rocket League. I mean, if you want to talk about how you're touching on a game that's a year old, go ahead.
Did we talk about it at all last week, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you might have mentioned that you were playing Resident Evil Revelations 2.
I just want to say Raid
what
Mode
are you doing
is really
with that?
Fun. Dude, Raid Mode is really, really fun.
How far are you into it, though?
I am level 25 with Moira.
Okay.
And, but it's crazy, though, because, like, you're looking at, like, all these things you can unlock, and it's, like, for, like, a third weapon slot, you have to be, like, level 41. I'm like, holy shit. Like, they really, they put enough in there for you to, like, spend that much time in it. It's crazy. And the funny thing is, like, I enjoy raid mode so much that I have to force myself to play the story mode. Like, I just am like, that game to me is raid mode. Like, that's the main mode in the game for me. So, yeah, that's it. I don't know. It's really fun.
But you've also played Rocket League.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this was why I was hoping Fozzie was going to be here.
That's fine.
To talk about Rocket League, because he was
darn
so high up on it.
He's a little insane, in my opinion. Like, it's fun. No, like, I get it. Like, I get... It's a fun game, dude, but it's exactly, like, if someone tells you it's soccer with cars is exactly what it is. And
yeah, it doesn't pretend
nice
to be
controls.
Anything other than that.
No, yeah, and it's got really like responsive controls. Everything is great about it. It's a fun game. To me, it's a game to play between other games. Like while you're waiting for the next big game to come out, I'll play some Rocket League, or while you're doing something like you know, it's
like,
a fun.
Like you have like 20 minutes to burn.
It's your side bitch,
right?
Okay.
So. I mean, I don't know, but I haven't played a lot of it. One of the things I did hear about it going in is it's so hard to, like, oh my god, like, getting your first goal, it's such a big deal, and it's hard to, like, you know, get good at it. Like, I'm not good at it, but, dude, I got, like, tons of goals in my first two games. So, I don't know, like, I think it's that hard to just kind of, like, stand back and wait for an opportunity and knock the ball in. Like, it's huge nets. It's not, like, I don't know. I didn't think it was that hard. But then I did, like, I played a bunch of games after that, and there was, like, 3-4 games in a row I didn't get a goal at all. But even if you're not getting a goal, like, you don't have to be good to
enjoy it. There's something to do.
Like, even if you're not getting a goal, like, is there something to say for setting the ball up for somebody? Like, that's huge. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, I don't know. It's fun.
I definitely want to play it. I'm probably going to pick it up this weekend, just... Maybe not until after the weekend. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and play, so.
I was playing for a while earlier, and I was having a lot of fun with it, but I am so addicted to Resident Evil right now that, like, even after, like, an hour of playing this, you know, hugely praised game that I haven't played before, I was like, oh, I need to fucking do some more raid mode. And like, I don't
get
it, dude.
You get attached to the weirdest fucking things.
I don't. I'm usually really... No, it's really easy for me to move on.
Wait, what?
To the next game, usually.
Sorry?
Like,
I guess, so, by the time you get to the end of the year, you won't remember.
This is true. He does have a... Jeff does have a short memory.
No, I usually move on to the next thing really quickly, but, like, something about Raid Mode in Resident Evil to me is, like, that. It's like that mindless game you could play for 10 minutes. It keeps drawing me back. Like, I just, like, I'll just do another... level or whatever, like
right. Well, it's fun and varied enough that you know you can play it, but not feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again.
It is a nice mix of like the mercenaries mode from like Resident Evil 4 and 5 and shit. Like
mercenaries
and, like,
mode and 4 always scared the shit out of me because those fucking chainsaw guys would drop out of thin air.
Yeah,
they'd like parachute in, and all of a sudden you would just hear the noise and it would be on top of you.
But here, and there's like a whole game on top of that where it's like kind of like zombies and Call of Duty or something like that, where you're like, you're always unlocking new shit. It's really cool. Like, you're always just getting new stuff and you're getting more powerful. Like, it's awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, and as you play, you're gaining more money, you're gaining more weapons,
like there's a progression. There's a real progression to it. Like, it could be its own game, and it's just a mini game that's better than the main. Like, the main game's fine, and I actually like, I got like halfway through the second episode now. It is the right, like, a step in the right direction for the series. Like,
so the main game is a continuation of what the first Revelations was. Like, it's just, you know, a return to that Resident Evil 4 type gameplay. Yeah,
there are puzzles in it, though. Like, there are, yeah. And there are, like, it does allow a lot of quiet moments, and it does, like, I don't know if I appreciate it or I hate this, but I'm always, always low on health and out of bullets, and I'm like, That's what the old games were. That's
kind of how that game should be, though.
Yeah. But here's the only bad thing I can say about it, like, and I hate this, is when you're low on health in the game, the whole screen is, like, flashing red. And, like, yeah. That's so unnecessary. Like, it's so distracting.
Yeah, maybe just flash, like, in the corner or something.
Or give me a bar. I'm fine with that. Or how about, like, the old Resident Evil games where you just looked at how your character was walking and that let you know. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, like, they're limping along, you know, they're hurt.
Like, the whole screen, like, where it gets hard to see things, that's how bad it gets. Like, there's blood all around the edge of the screen, and it's flashing, and it's really annoying. Other than that, though, holy shit, man. I'm so surprised by that game.
Is anybody going to try and play the Division beta this weekend?
I have it downloaded. It's huge.
The game isn't out yet? What the fuck?
It's like 22 gigabytes for the beta.
Yeah, it's insane. It's on everything, right?
Yeah, it's on everything now.
Yeah, I feel like I need PlayStation Plus in order to get it on.
Probably.
That, and there's like rampant cheating everywhere on the
PC, right?
PC version, so I'm just not going to touch it.
Yeah, I downloaded it. Well, it may still be downloading, I don't know. I just accessed it tonight, so... I saw Don was playing it, and I was like, I should download that. So I might try that this weekend. Maybe try it tomorrow night. So we might have that next week. Is anybody getting Far Cry?
I'm not.
When does that come out?
Next week.
Is that next week? Wow.
Yeah, the 23rd. I am not getting it. Not right away, at least.
No, I don't think so. Hey, I haven't played any of them since... Actually, any of them.
What is wrong with you?
I wanted to get on 3, but I just never had the time or the money.
3 is the best one. 3, right. I know I get disagreement here, but 3 is the best.
Well, I mean, I can't argue with you, because, I mean, I haven't finished 4, so...
as much as you might want.
4 is really good.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything I've seen from 4 looks pretty awesome, but... Mm. 2 was a... Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, 2 also was like, what, 10 years ago? 15?
True.
I mean, 2 was really good, except for the respawn issue, which kind of ruined their game.
Yeah.
For everything.
And like the checkpointing system, which was so far apart. Oh, and that whole malaria thing.
Yeah. And the gun jamming. And the grenades. That
I don't mind the gun jamming things. You were like ripping weapons off of like guys off the side of like, you know, the African street there, so like the weapons wouldn't be in great working condition, but although they shouldn't be in great working condition in 3 or 4 either.
Right.
Yeah.
They definitely learned their lessons.
Yeah.
From what was bad about that game.
I just they need to take their time more with it, I think. Like, it's too soon. I didn't like 4 that much. I'm not interested in this. I'm passing.
I think this is supposed to be their Blood Dragon, but it's
$60.
I thought it was 40.
Is it really $60?
Let me check. I thought it was 60 bucks, though. Far Cry Primal.
Yeah, I think it's a $60 game. I don't know. I question all of this. Like, the time, like, when is a Far Cry come out in February or whatever?
That's a good question. Well, the last time it came out that early was Blood Dragon, which is what Pete was saying. It's just that this is also a $60 game. It's nuts. Yeah, it's like Far Cry 2 was an October game. Far Cry 4 was a November game.
Like, they, like, yeah, it was a positioned as a big game last time, and here it just feels like it's getting dumped out.
Far Cry
3. I think it is interesting, like, an interesting change of setting, but I don't know.
I like the idea behind it, like, that you're kind of, like, in what's, like, the Stone Age or something, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
That seems pretty cool, but that's all that seems pretty cool about it.
Right. I need more. I need more information than I have now. I feel like there's not enough out there.
Yeah, I need to see some reviews, and there's a lot of games to play, too, so...
By the way, did no one pick up Layers of Fear?
Nah, I heard it wasn't very good, so I was just like, meh.
It got kind of middling reviews, but I think I would enjoy it. I might... Not I thought about it...
Entry price.
I thought about it, but yeah, it was like... I had that or Rocket League for $20. I was like, I know Rocket League is like a sure bet, so...
Yeah.
I still would play it, though. I might get it.
I was like, oh, a new horror game. And then when I heard it wasn't very good, I was like...
No, it's very mixed, dude. I've seen some pretty positive reviews of it, so it's like... It depends, you know. I don't think it's gonna hit everyone the same. I think it's gonna get different, you know, reactions out of you.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I was gonna try it out when it was in that preview program on the Xbox, but I actually had to download it. I never played it though.
It's kind of like, I guess, you know, it's like a walking simulator, like PT inspired.
Yeah, like there are enemies, but you really can't interact with them. Like if they see you, you're basically dead. So you want to hide from them.
Just like real life.
So very amnesia and stuff.
yeah, very very amnesia-ish. I also want to give a go to Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Is that out?
Comes out next week, but it is out.
You can play it now.
Early access. Yeah,
I kind of want to play
EA
that.
Access. Which EA Access, that version of that game, like, is the full game, so. My son's been playing the first one over the last weekend. Again, so. I may
end up having to buy it. He's trying to give you a hint.
Yeah, I think so. You should buy this for me. Yeah, but I got the Division coming up, and that Zelda game.
That's all I'm waiting. Chris, have you played Twilight Princess before?
Yeah, 10 minutes of Twilight Princess on the Wii, and okay. I shut it all. Like, this is fucking garbage.
All right, here's the bad news. You got to play through about 3 hours of that suck, and then it gets amazing. So
yeah, well, I hated the controls on the Wii, so
me
that,
too.
That's why I shut it off. Like, I did not make it very far into that game because, like, I hated the controls.
Yeah, I am really, really excited to play it again because it is a great Zelda game, I think. I know people will differ on that, but but the first time I played it, the controls were a huge turnoff, and so now to be able to play it with regular controls, I'm super excited for that. But the thing is, the game is, like, it takes forever to start. Like, it's just so much tutorial, and let's go fishing, and, like, all this nonsense, but then once it starts... Like, this is the way I remember it. Once it starts, you do a dungeon, and you could basically go straight to the next dungeon. Like, it's fucking nonstop awesome after that. So, just be prepared for a little slog at the beginning.
I have it pre-ordered, because it comes with that. Yeah, pretty cool
me too.
Amiibo,
I'm getting that one too. And that'll be my first amiibo for the extra dungeon or whatever you get with it. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then the super... Well, actually, I guess it's the Ganon one gives you the super hard mode, right?
Well, even if you don't use that one, there is, like, a hard mode that almost looks like Dark Souls-ish. Because you just see, like, you get hit by somebody and your fucking hearts go down, like, 5 hearts. And I'm like, holy shit.
That does not sound fun at all.
But if you use the Ganon one, if you get hit, you lose 8 hearts automatically. Which, like, so until very deep in the game, it's a one-hit kill game, like, if you do that. So, yeah.
All right. We have some power rankings to go through. They're pretty much the same from last month, so
let's not go all crazy. I was going to say, they didn't really seem all that different, unfortunately.
There were a couple shifts. I mean, it makes sense. We're at the beginning of the year.
It's been a very strong start, I believe, though, to the year.
Sure.
And, let me throw, like, kind of as an aside, I do think I really like the last 2 months how there's all these, like, $20 games. It's awesome.
I would say $20 games are...
that are, like, and, you know, worth looking at, like...
All right, so, Firewatch and The Witness got added on here.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Only Firewatch should have already been on there. I had that last month. I know I did.
Yeah. I probably
did. You did have it on your list last month, but it did not make the overall. Fozzie added it to his list, which gave it enough points to tie it for ninth, along with The Witness and Horizon Zero Dawn and The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, okay, a couple of those games should not be that low. Just throwing it out there.
Yes, they should. They should all be down there where they belong. In fact,
especially
they shouldn't be on
the
list at all.
Especially the game that isn't going to come out this year.
The Witness and Zelda, and yes, Zelda's coming out this year.
Zelda's a myth.
Twilight Princess
a little
is
higher,
but I don't think that's the one that you put on there.
Well, no, that one, I don't know if we'd actually allow to be on there. So.
That was a game that's supposed to come out last year. It's coming out this year. Trust me on this.
Sure.
Yeah,
is.
That's what they said.
It's next year.
Whenever it comes to trusting Jeff, that will start walking.
Where's Star Fox, Joe?
Yeah, really.
I don't think I'm getting it. Honestly, April's too crowded.
I'm not getting it either. But I don't think it's coming in April either.
Yeah,
I think it is. But I opted for Dark Souls over it, and I'm kind of sick of Dark Souls, but I still think that's a better $60 value than the 40 minutes I'll get out of Star Fox.
When does Star Fox supposed to come out?
It's like late April, which is really crowded.
April's
like
way too crowded already.
It's Dark Souls, Uncharted, Ratchet and Clank, fucking, it's just packed.
Yeah, I have something else in March as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I mean, in April as well. Definitely have Uncharted.
Total War.
Yeah, is that a...
That's April.
Yeah. That's
April's
the,
packed.
That's Total Warhammer?
Yes.
Yeah.
April's insane.
Yeah, so there's your ones at nine. We somehow forgot to write any blurb up for Horizon Zero Dawn, so...
Darn.
Oops.
That's another one. Why is that so low? Like, why am I low?
I don't think we know enough about it. I think that's
really I think it was
it
online.
The first demo was a solid 10-minute demo that looked amazing. Like,
but that's all we've ever seen.
Right.
That's not enough.
But it's 10 minutes out of, like, a 20-hour game from the Killzone developer.
Right.
It's a different kind of game, though, and I don't think
a different kind of game.
From
the
studio that's only ever made Killzone.
From the genre that they used to make in back.
I don't think they're a bad developer, separate. Though. Like,
no.
I don't know.
But
I think whenever you end up with a Switch like that, it's very concerning.
10 minutes of any game is not enough, in my opinion.
I think a Switch like that makes, you know, it tells me that something that they're like. They wanted to get out of the mold that they were in.
Okay, name one situation in which that kind of Switch has worked.
I don't remember any studios doing a Switch like that, like off the top of my head.
So. Yeah, I mean, this is a studio that's been around since 2004.
I mean, Blizzard is probably the closest you get to something like that.
Yeah, but Blizzard makes like a trio of different types of games, too.
Well, sure, but then they made a card game.
Sure.
And now they're making a first-person shooter.
Right, but they also have, like, this huge development cycle. Like, they kind of...
Oh, yeah, they spend, like, 10, 20 years on their games.
Yeah, and that is not the case here.
I don't know. I'm hoping it's really good, but
yeah,
the last game that Guerrilla did I thought was garbage, so... and I wasn't thrilled with the game they did before that. Granted, both Killzone games, but...
Just wait till it wins Game of the Year. Just wait.
It won't.
All right, well...
It's like Tony Hawk all over again. It's like, Jeff,
Wow.
No, it's not. I think it's not.
I think our number eight game is Tony Hawk all over again, and that's Doom.
No. Are you fucking... Dude,
yeah,
I think Doom is going to be
garbage. Anybody who thinks that game is going to be interesting in any way, shape, or form, it's going to be the most derivative-ass shooter that anyone's ever seen since Duke Nukem Forever.
No.
Jeff liked Duke Nukem also.
I liked it, but I think this is going to actually be a good game. Like, Duke Nukem Forever is kind of a piece of shit, but, like...
It does not sound like... I mean, I don't know about... I saw the PC, like, kind of, like, how it's running. And unless you have, like, a super high-end card, it's not going to run at 60 frames a second. Which makes me really scared for how it's going to run on PS4 and Xbox One.
I'll say this.
I saw that, those trailers and stuff, and it doesn't even really look like Doom.
I think it looks fun. I think it does.
The multiplayer might be interesting because it does all that it has the built-in create your own map engine.
I like
and
that
stuff.
Snap map stuff. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks cool, but that might be the only thing anybody remembers about that game.
I don't know. I've heard some people that have played it that really enjoyed it, and I tend to believe them because I like that type of game.
They said the same thing about Duke Nukem.
I do wonder, how much have they played of it though, Jeff? That's what I'm wondering about. Does it play good in 10, 20, 30 minute showings, or is it going to be good for the 10-hour campaign or whatever it is?
I don't know. We'll see. But I mean, based off of that, and based off, I read the preview that Game Informer did last month, and I don't know. It sounded like they had their heart in the right place with it. We want this to just be fun, and
I think there's no ammo behind that. They might be saying that, but I wouldn't be surprised if their heart is, we've been making this game for 10 fucking years.
Yeah,
kick it out the door.
But they haven't.
They scrapped the original Doom 4.
Yes, so. But my point is they've been working on a new Doom in any shape.
It's been a long time.
This is the Superman Returns of Doom.
But this game started developing in 2013. This is not like a Duke Nukem where it's scraps of stuff put together. They relaunched, restarted,
I hope it turns out good. And if it does, I will play it and hopefully like it.
I think it'll be a perfectly okay game.
I got that shit pre-ordered. I'm excited.
I hope it's good. I am not holding my breath for it to be good, though. Number 7 is Gears 4. I think Fozzie and I are the only ones that are kind of high on that game.
Why does that one get the pass? That's
I don't think it does either. You want to talk about a game that you've seen anything of? We've seen less of that game than we have of Horizon.
Sure.
Exactly.
I think that
the last game was Judgment.
Well, not by the same developer, not by the original developer either. Judgment was by People Can Fly.
Well, sure, but Cliffy B isn't making this one. He stopped after 3, right?
All new
no, people. But Rod Ferguson, who was on Gears 3.
That's right. This is what Black Tusk
yeah,
now.
The Coalition, yeah, it was Black Tusk. Yeah.
State Black Tusk, man. Coalition.
Black Tusk is a way better name. Rod Ferguson, they brought a lot of the people that were on Gears 3 in. They're saying a lot of the same things that, they're saying about Doom, so...
God help us all.
Hopefully that they have righted that ship. Microsoft can't afford for that game to be bad, though. that is their big game for this year.
Yeah, especially since... Halo has not exactly been lighting anybody's fire.
Wait, what?
Lately. I don't know. Halo 4, Halo 4 and 5 have just been kind of there's definitely not that same...
I agree.
There's not that same fervor about Halo that there once was anymore.
These maniacs won't agree, but I agree.
Yeah, I don't agree.
We just played two hours of Halo on Saturday.
I'm not saying that people don't play it, but I think that Halo is also no longer that pop culture phenomenon that it was for Microsoft anymore.
That's a fact, but I think that they are lackluster, in my opinion.
I think Halo 5's gameplay is the best the series has ever been.
Yeah.
That multiplayer is phenomenal.
How many people play it nowadays? Out of curiosity, do you guys just jump on and have full lobbies and stuff?
Half full lobbies. They're always full.
I've never waited.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're instantly in a game, so. I mean, there's no... I don't know what the player count is, but there are people playing those games. And that's it. That's with all the modes, not just, we do a lot of, Team Arena and Slayer when we play, but, Warzone is full, SWAT's full, the mode I don't play, the what's it, Free For All, I can't think of the name of it for Halo because I hate it. But that mode, there's always people on all of them.
The Warzone?
Warzone is the bigger one, it's the bigger two, the MOBA type.
Right.
That always has people on it. It's the individual one, the lone wolf one. I can't think of that. So maybe it is just free for all. Thought it had a different name, but I hate that mode. So Halo's a team game.
My point is that I don't think Halo is the flagship property of Microsoft anymore. Much in the same way.
It doesn't have the power it once did. That's for sure. Like back even when I worked at GameStop, the sales on that series dropped off, and it was very second or third tier, kind of. Like in terms of its midnight release, like, you'd get a good showing for Halo, but nothing compared to, like, Call of Duty. And that's back in the day, so.
Oh, I remember Call of Duty also on multiple systems.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course. Yeah. Like, it's, but Halo was, like, as far as a seller, it was really hot the first week. And that was it.
Sure. Like, I mean, it evidently did fairly well for Microsoft. Sold fairly well, so. But yeah, Gears, they can't afford for, like, not having a Halo outside of Halo Wars, which is a completely different type of game. Like, they need Gears to be good.
Right.
Our number five, there's two. We have two games at number five. XCOM 2 moved up one spot. What's the number five?
Should be up higher than that.
I don't know.
It will be, Jeff.
Tony boosted his up a little crazy. Bit.
That game is so... How do you sound crazy? You haven't played it, Jeff.
Still get to be
I played
Jeff,
the first Jeff. One.
You Look, played the first one and you liked it.
I liked it.
And then you said it was too hard, which
was
a hilarious thing.
It was a very brief love affair where I was like, oh, this is really neat. And then I was like, nah, I don't really care about this. It was... I would never go buy the sequel. No way, dude. Like, so, you're fucked.
Plus, I will. It's gonna be fun.
Just
remember when you love Zelda, I'm like, absolutely not. It's not.
Yeah,
on the
just like the Wii U
at
games.
All. I hate it. It shouldn't be on the top 10 at all.
Just like
prepare
the
for that, Jeff. Prepare for that conversation. Remember this moment. Remember it. Live it.
Yeah, it's like, Jeff. There's a bigger chance of XCOM making it higher on our list though than like.
But it's only on one platform. I'm just saying, like,
it is only on one platform, but it is on a platform that. Four of the five of the six of us actually play on.
That's
so.
Completely backwards to begin with. Like, you should definitely have you.
Why? There's so many more reasons to have a PC than there is to have a Wii U.
I don't think so.
So many more reasons.
You get,
like,
most of the games on the console, except for the games that you play.
I have over 1,000 games in my Steam account.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm saying, though, like, a lot of games are on console and all that are on PC, you know, so...
Yeah, a lot more than there used to be, and it's still dwarfed by the number of games that are actually on PC.
And the ones, but the ones that are just
Chris,
PC, are like games
what's the other number five game?
Oh, that's Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, buddy.
Console.
It is on the console. It's a console-only game.
It looks... Alright, here's
four. It's a console-only game.
I've never played the first Ratchet and Clank, so it'll be all new to me, and it looks really pretty.
Never played the original Ratchet and Clank?
No, I played only the one on PS3.
The future games.
Only one of them, though, I think.
You only played A Crack in Time.
Yeah, those really neat puzzles with the robot, or whatever.
Yeah, that was A Crack in Time. You should play all, like, the entire Ratchet and Clank future series is really good, so... Actually,
well,
the entire Ratchet & Clank series is really good.
I know the first one is pretty widely regarded, and it's having them redo it in, like, this really, like... I mean, it looked really, really good, like, graphically. Like, I'm excited for it.
Well, that was originally what they were going to, was that they were going to redo the original, but now it seems like it's full-on reboot, so I don't know exactly what this game is. But
yeah, it's a mishmash, for sure.
Yeah. But it's new Ratchet. I'm excited, so... number four is Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
That should be fun. Number three is Uncharted 4.
Yes, so close.
Yeah, I hope that game turns out good, so.
Yeah, no, I have enough faith.
I don't know. Three really, still such a sour taste in my mouth from three.
I mean, I didn't hate 3. I do think, like, it's not as good as 2, but it's...
Yeah,
It just wasn't, like, the sequel I wanted. But it was still a good game. It was a fine... It was an okay game. It
was okay, yeah. I think that's where my problem was. Like, I left Uncharted 3 going, this is okay. And then I see, like IGN giving it, like, a 10 out of 10. I think that drove me nuts.
Jeff has abandoned us. Let's quickly trash all of those other games we've been talking about.
But, yeah. Jeff hates the PC. I don't know why Jeff won't get a PC.
He's poor.
When he does, his eyes will be opened.
He will.
Like, and I still do most of my gaming on my console, but, like, there's something about having a PC and being able to play all those other games.
Right.
And sometimes they run better.
They look better.
Like, I got...
Maybe he can't understand it. Maybe that's...
Yeah, like, I specifically got Firewatch on PC because, like, the PS4 version was having some sort of technical issues, so...
Apparently it runs not very well on the PS4.
Right. So I was like, I'm going to get it on PC. And outside of the weird controller issues I had, it was fine. Did not change my opinion of it, but... number two is still Final Fantasy 15.
Fuck. Yes. Wait, how did that get to number two?
It was, I mean, it's high on my list, it's high on your list, it's high on
Fozzie's
list.
I think it's
Fozzie's
like, is it what, one or two on my list? I knew it's high on mine, but Jesus.
It's on like four of our lists, so okay. That's why it's fitting.
I thought it was
there.
Lower last time, so.
No, it was number two before as well.
Funny thing is, never mind. Well, I know what number one is, and it's hilarious.
Zelda?
No.
No.
Number one is a fucking travesty, dude.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I agree.
That, I could not be less interested in more of that series. Like, it was good. I don't need more.
What has it been, like 5 years?
I just don't need more of it. Like,
that series.
What?
It.
Them doing something new would
but
be
what,
better.
What do you need more Zelda for? Because they haven't changed in a...
I know. That's, like, hypocritical or whatever, but, like... I don't know. I don't feel like... I don't know. I'm just not excited for it at all. Like I will probably play it, but, yeah.
I know it's hypocritical, but let me not...
But you will play it. And what if you play and you're like, this is fucking awesome?
I probably will think that, but I have no desire for more of that series. Like, I'd rather them do something new.
Like what, though? Like, I mean,
I don't know
it's anything. It's not the same. Like, they're not. You're not doing more Shepard. It's just another game in that universe.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about Mass Effect.
Mass Effect and Andromeda.
Right up until this break.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I am wondering, like, why, like, it's not, like, if it was like, hey, we're bringing back Shepard, like, yeah, I think I would be way less interested, but... No,
I just think it's funny that it's number one when we were talking about Horizon and how we've seen 10 minutes, but that's still way more than we've seen in Mass Effect.
Well, I think it's... Well, but Horizon coming from... Horizon coming from Guerrilla.
Yeah, because, you know, Mass Effect is just going to be more Mass Effect. It's not going to be anything new. That's it. You don't have to see anything. I don't know.
But we don't, we
every
don't
game
know
in that series has had new stuff in it.
Yeah, like yeah. I mean... Look at the Dragon Age games. Like, each of them is incrementally different. Like, this could... BioWare has done different things.
I also think they showed on that original trilogy an inability to follow through on it. So, like, do I want to invest myself in another new story that, like, they don't have actually planned out and might not pay off? You know? So, I don't know. Like... I like the gameplay of Mass Effect, but I didn't need more of Mass Effect. It could have been just a new sci-fi thing or just anything. I don't know.
Right, but it is new. Like, that entire storyline is, like, after 3. It's over. Like, they're starting from scratch.
Like,
I'll play it, like I said.
A whole other galaxy not associated with, you know, the Sol system. In fact, if it follows my ending, like, that system's locked off. Like, you can't get to it.
I actually think it'll purposely, like, not talk about any of that stuff so it doesn't have to deal with anybody's ending.
It's possible.
That's probably very true.
I don't know. There's a lot of hope. I think Mass Effect is so high because there's a lot of hope behind it because that series was so defining for last gen. Whereas, you know, Horizon could be cool, but there isn't. That's one where it's like, I don't know. Knowing this developer, I'm not sure I'm totally behind it yet. Whereas, like, Mass Effect, I know what we're going to get from BioWare. Like, I'm sure it'll be good. I'm just not excited about it. Like, I'm just...
No, I haven't seen anything to be excited about.
That, too. Yeah. If there had been really good trailers or anything so far, then maybe I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. But, like, I'm just supposed to be sold on the fact that it's more Mass Effect. I don't feel like... I haven't seen anything on it yet at all.
Really? I mean, there's some stuff out there on it.
No, I know that there was some stuff.
And there was that trailer that they showed at E3, which was nothing.
I never even saw that, but whatever.
I mean, I think there was enough in that trailer, though, to know that, like, you will be... it's back to exploration. Like, we don't know what the story is, but it definitely looks like you'll be exploring kind of like you did Mass Effect 1 style. You know, they showed some exploration stuff. They showed you doing, like, the map stuff. Like, there was some stuff in that trailer that you could piece through and go, this is what this game will be. At least from a kind of gameplay perspective. I don't know. We'll see. There's our...
February, we don't even know if it's coming out this year. That's the funny thing. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, they did announce it for 2016.
Yeah, and from what I was listening to today...
They announced Zelda for last year.
But from what I heard today, that game is done. they're just tweaking it. Like, it's actually been done for a little bit.
What game?
Andromeda's been done. Like, they are just kind of tweaking it and adding stuff and making sure it's right. So
better be. Damn them.
If what I had, you know, listened to today is accurate, so. We'll see.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe you.
I bet there's a better chance of Andromeda coming out than Zelda.
I believe it.
I don't know why you guys think Zelda won't be this year. Like, honestly,
launches next March with the NX.
Yep.
I think if the NX is coming out, it's not coming out in March. It's coming out in the fall.
No.
Like November. You know, and then maybe, yeah.
Nintendo's dumb enough to try and do a spring launch.
I mean, that's when they launched the 3DS.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? That's a system that's sold more than the Wii U.
It's a different market, kind of, you know.
But I think they're going to be trying. I think that this system is going to tap into both markets.
Jeff is from a different market.
He's trying so hard.
Did you guys ever hear the funny news story about that? Like that the handhold version might release first.
Launch first. That's why I think it's going to be March.
March. One that's crazy to think about because we don't know that's what the system is. But if that is what it was. That's stupid as fuck, because I don't want the handheld version of it. I want a new console. I want on my TV. Like,
you'll get that in November of next year, Jeff.
I don't think so. I think it's coming out this fall. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was just a traditional system. Honestly.
That would be the most disappointing thing of all time.
I would not be surprised by it, and I wouldn't be super disappointed by it either. Like,
it'd be disappointing because it would just mean that Nintendo has learned nothing from their attempt to do that this time. With the exception of the controller, it is virtually them catching up to 360 and PS3.
What, the Wii U?
Yeah. Aside from
controller. Yeah, sure it is, but I think it's a fine console. Like, none of that stuff bothers me. I like the controller. Like, I don't know, like...
No, I'm with you, Jeff.
The only unique thing about it.
I like
other stuff was
the Wii U
as traditional as you could get.
But I think that like they did only like they caught up to last gen with.
Well, all right. Let's say the Wii U came out exactly how it is right now, but it was as powerful as an Xbox One or a PS4.
Right.
Like, I'd be fine with that. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
If it had come out back when the Wii U came out.
I think the controller is comfortable.
If you're going to push out a Wii U 2, or they're not going to call it the Wii U 2, but...
Yes, they will, actually. That sounds exactly like the type of thing they mean.
God, I hope not.
So, like, whatever this NX is, if they were like, hey, we're just going to release a console, it's, you know, marginally stronger than the PS4 and the Xbox One, like, I don't know, like, because I don't think this generation is going to go 8 years. So,
yeah, there's that too. Like, these consoles are already kind of dated.
Right.
So, like, it's the same thing again, where they're playing catch up.
So, like, in 3 years, like, when, you know, Sony and Microsoft are like, all right, we're out of this gen, time to move on, then where's Nintendo at? Like, I hope it is, like, some weird thing where it is, like, I could take it with me on the go.
Well, if it was, like, an expansion of the Wii U, kind of what the Wii U is, but you could really go in the other room with the controller and shit, like, it was just an improvement on it, I would not be upset with that. I know, well, some people would just be like, they're stupid. But
not just that.
I think the Wii U is a good idea. Well, that's the thing. Like, have that, but yeah, you could actually go somewhere with it. Like,
yeah.
More than 20 feet.
Anyway, we will see. I'm sure there's only, what, 3 months till, 4 months till E3. So I'm sure we'll hear something before then.
Is Nintendo even going to E3? Do we know?
Well, they'll have their, their Nintendo Direct that they do. That thing. Anyway, let's do some game show.
Fozzie's gonna be here any minute.
I thought you said he wasn't gonna be here.
You literally just said Fozzie's not making it to the game show.
He changed it though, because he's like Skeebus.
He's Fozzie.
He's a jackass.
Damn it, Fozzie! What the fuck?
All right.
Seconds ago, he said 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I'll give him 2 minutes. We'll do some news real quick. And
all right,
because I don't think there's not a lot of news here.
We're renaming the game show. Damn it, Fozzie! What the fuck? From now on, that's what it is.
So let's briefly run through some news here. We got Capcom is working on fixing their Street Fighter launch issues, which Pete really can't speak to because he hasn't played a whole lot online yet. So.
No, but that also counts to what I was saying before about being in the middle of playing survival mode and then just getting booted out because
right,
the server
dropped. Right, so you can't gain your. Can't gain your the fight money.
Yeah,
that is yeah.
In game currency, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of sucks. So hopefully that gets straightened up, and hopefully that gets straightened out because for a game that's as bare bones as it is, to not have your servers up and running, that's a problem. I guess a toy company kind of revealed that maybe Sony is bringing Crash Bandicoot back,
which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because they don't. Own Crash Bandicoot, so.
That's not true, though. Like, they could do a game with them. Like, they could work out licensing and all that with Activision, so.
Right, they could.
Sure, but it seems weird that it comes from, like, the Sony angle.
What amazed me about that story, though, like, I never knew that Sony had sold the rights to them. And, like, that's crazy. Like, that's like Nintendo selling their shit to EA. Like, Mario goes to EA now. Like, that Mascot helped build the PS1, you know?
But they never owned him. They, like, he was part of... Crash was actually owned by Universal.
Oh, I thought that they, like, he was their original property and
yeah,
they
sold
it.
Universal owned them from 96 to 2007. Sony published the games from 96 to 2000.
Yeah, and then Eurocom published one of them. And then I think Universal actually started publishing them after that. On their own before they went to
Vivendi, right?
Yeah.
Would you guys really be surprised if they made a new one? I wouldn't, like, in some form at the very least, like a $20 game, like,
because they, let me tell you, the last ones are awful. Like, they're bad.
I played the original ones and I didn't think they were very good, but
right, that's what I'm like. I don't think Crash is a good game.
Like, I like the first
really?
Four.
I thought, like, I played two, okay, and to me it felt like a 3D platforming game that was built for a system that could not do 3D platforming. Like, it wasn't smooth like Mario because you're using a D-pad. Like, it was just weird. You're, like, on paths.
I never had any problem with it. I just thought that, like, as complete games, they were better, like, than the later ones that, like, Activision was putting out that were, like, oddly...
I liked Crash Team Racing.
Crash Team Racing is awesome.
I've never played that.
It's better. Fun, like, little kart game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get excited for this.
I mean, I'm not, because I actually don't think it's happening. But
even if it happens, though, like, do you really want a new Crash game? Like,
does that... I think it would depend on who makes it. Like, that's the thing. Like, if it's like whatever, like, garbage developer Activision has in their back pocket. Okay, I think Fossey's calling us.
Yeah, let's not. But, like, don't accept that. I will add him to the yeah,
I don't accept
it. We don't accept you, Fossey.
But I would...
You're not accepted.
I would be excited... I was excited only because it's a 3D platformer. Like, that's the only... Like, just because I want more of that, you know?
There are ways to, like, bring, like, Crash back in an interesting and fun way. But, like, you just have to get, like, the proper developer to do it and stuff. Like, they got somebody, like, who's done, like, a really fun indie 3D platformer or something like that.
Wasn't Naughty Dog who made Crash?
Yeah,
Naughty Dog did the original Crash.
Why not have them do it?
They did the first three plus Crash Team.
Yeah, Crash Team.
I imagine they could do a pretty good 3D platformer nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah, but they'd been there, done that with. Like,
I would rather see them go back and do Jack. Honestly,
they're never gonna go back.
Yeah. I'd rather see them do either of that than like more Uncharted. Like, I think Uncharted's fun, but.
Yeah. No, but I mean, in terms of, like, if they're going to go back and revisit one of their older series,
yeah.
I'd rather them go back and do Jack, I think.
God, I don't want them to do that either. I want just Naughty Dog to keep moving forward.
Sure.
At this point.
And I'd be fine with that, too, but I'd rather them not do Crash. Quantum Break, no surprise here, is not coming to Steam.
No, but it's still just coming to PC, which I think is the funniest thing in the world.
Is it? Like, I think it kind of aligns with what Phil Spencer had been saying.
Oh, no, I think it's funny because of everybody who's super butthurt.
Oh, those people are stupid.
Yeah, those people are just dumb. Like, I really want this game. Oh, wait, it's coming to another console.
I thought
I'm canceling my pre-order.
Yeah, Phil Spencer's response to that was fucking amazing, too. Like,
it's the best.
Really? You're going to cancel your pre-order for a game you wanted to play because somebody else could play it? Okay, then. That's great. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they're going to lock it to the Windows 10 store, so.
Yeah, I mean, they need some sort of quote-unquote, like, killer app type thing to attract attention to.
I'm going to, I wonder if there'll be split achievements. I'm going to pre-order it on Xbox One so I can get it on PC, too.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think, is actually the coolest thing. They're pulling, like, a weird, like, Portal 2
situation. Thing, yeah. It's pretty cool.
So I'm trying to convince my dad to buy the Xbox One version so I can steal his PC.
Hitman Go is coming to PlayStation and PC, not Xbox One. Weirdly, Tony, you played Hitman Go, right?
Yeah, Hitman Go is great.
Yeah,
I want to get that. I need to get on my phone.
I think that would have been fun if they could have found a way to get that on the Xbox One, but
yeah, well, the Hitman thing's got some like PlayStation stuff going. So,
yeah,
the beta is exclusive to PS4. I would be surprised if I think for like the weird thing they're doing, doesn't PS4 get like stuff earlier?
They get a couple like extra missions inside the worlds that they're give. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. That whole Hitman thing is strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hitman Go coming out on PlayStation platforms and the PC. Destiny's getting Mega Bloks.
That's hilarious because that's also what Halo got.
Right. So you can now have your weird Mega Block mashup of Destiny and Halo.
Does it only come with like half the needed parts to make it a complete set?
Probably. Like, actually, somebody said on the Polygon article that I read this on was it's the only way you'll ever get to play with a spaceship.
Yeah,
it's like they're totally useless outside of cosmetic in the game.
Which is the saddest thing. Like, if that's what something they were to add to Destiny, people would flip their shit.
Oh, especially since like in Reach, in Halo Reach, they added that there was the kind of like free flying flight sequence in that game, and it's great. It's so much fun. Like, I would love if there was like a mode like that in Destiny. I don't have any idea why they did not think that, and there's like, and why they allow you to customize your ship when it is of no importance at all.
Yeah.
So Mass Effect Andromeda, we just talked a bunch about that. The lead writer for that has left BioWare and has headed over to Bungie. His work is done the game, so
that sounds like you're trading down in like a weird way.
Right. You're trading to a studio that is being criticized for treating their story like shit. From a studio that is kind of known for their stories.
I hope they gave him a big pile of money.
I hope so too. I found that one weird. Like, Bungie is not where I would have thought like a BioWare writer would go.
Unless he like thinks he can single-handedly save them or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm guessing that the money in games development is not in the writing. So that if you throw enough, not
as much as it should be.
If you throw enough money at someone,
they'll probably go. Yeah.
Yeah.
They detailed the Fallout 4 DLC. I guess they're raising the price of the season pass by $20.
Yeah, it's going from 30 to 50.
Yeah.
And that's because they're adding on.
They're adding a bunch more to it.
Detailed here or something, but if you buy it before like the 5th of March, you still get it for $30. So.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Warner Brothers and Techland did something similar with Dying Light with their season pass.
But isn't the following or whatever it's called the only big thing they're doing for that game?
Well, they've already done a bunch of stuff for that game, like that has come out, and then they were like, hey, the following's going to be bigger than we thought it was. Like, it was only supposed to be like a 1 or 2 hour thing, and it turned into like, you know, this 10 to 12 hour. Expansion.
Almost a whole other game.
Yeah, so they were like, we're going to raise the price of the season pass to 30. But if you had already spent the $20 on the season pass, you'll get the following for. You'll get it as part of the original season pass.
Okay, I gotcha.
Which seems to be what Bethesda's doing here, right? Like, where it's $30 now. If you bought the season pass at $30, you get everything that's part of that season pass for $30.
Yeah.
I guess there's a big expansion coming, some island of
Far Harbor
Misfit Toys or something like that.
In off of the coast of Maine. Yeah, it's another like Nick Valentine case.
The one image I saw with the boats looked pretty cool, so
I don't know if I care. That's the problem.
I haven't gone back to Fallout 4, so
I keep meaning to go back, but I'm really not drawn back in.
Yeah,
I feel like $30 for this, all this stuff would be like really cool, but at the same time, I'm like, I could do that, and I'll probably just never, like, the Fallout DLC has just never been a thing for me.
Yeah, I might never play it if I buy it.
I will certainly wait. Like, I'm notorious for buying shit and not playing it, so I think I will certainly wait on this, because I'm not through the main campaign of Fallout 4, so. Jeff, are you going to go back to Fallout 4?
Probably not.
And this one I found really kind of interesting, this last piece of news we got here before we do our game show. Call of Duty on PC is getting a multiplayer starter pack for $15.
Yeah.
What this gets you is ranked multiplayer, all the ranked multiplayer modes, customization options for your character. You can play up to level 55. You can't prestige.
Yeah.
But you do get access to all of the all the season pass content. So anything that's there, you'll have access to. But only
within ranked multiplayer.
Only within ranked. Like, you don't get custom matches, which I don't. When I play Call of Duty, I only play the preset matches. So it makes sense. Like, if I were to get this, it would make sense. I don't like the fact that you can't prestige.
Yeah, that what does prestiging get you now? It's not just a badge, right? It's something else or something. I don't know.
I didn't prestige in Black Ops 3, so because I didn't think the multiplayer was that good. But I don't know. Like, last year got you some of your stuff carried over. It wasn't just the badge last year.
Oh.
It might not be just the badge this year. So I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's smart. I mean, Call of Duty's already free to play in like China and stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually think them going free to play here would be smart.
Or maybe not even free to play, but like when, you know, whatever this Infinity Ward game is that they announced for November comes out, like you just offer like a $30 version that's multiplayer only.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what they did with Black Ops 3 for like the older generations? It was multiplayer only?
Yeah. That was a $50 game.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe cut that down a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Give me it for $30 and I might play it. Especially since the last Infinity Ward game was garbage.
It was Ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bad. Anyway, I'm interested in seeing how they progress with that. I have no interest in going back and playing Black Ops 3. But I definitely want to see how that progresses.
I can't believe it's taken this long to do something like that.
Yeah. We'll see. It's interesting. All right. Is Fozzie here?
I'm here.
He's here. He's ready to do the game show.
Listen, I gotta get a beer.
Really?
Have you guys discussed how Hefe decided to get a haircut, even though he's, like, bald and stuff? Like, what happened there?
No, bald.
He did not tell us that he was getting a haircut.
I got a nice haircut.
I'm getting one.
Why?
I'm excited.
It's a shave. Like, you just shave your head. You waste the money.
Jeff, did you get a haircut?
Yes, I got a haircut.
Why are we talking about Jeff?
I have no idea why we're talking about this.
I don't understand.
Because
if you're just getting a beer now, you're not drunk already, are you? I mean, what's happening here?
Listen, the reason, Peter, that we're discussing this is because this man got a haircut even though he has no hair.
That's not
the damn question.
It's not the answer to Chris's question either, because he's actually the one who asked.
All right, let's start this game show.
All right, are you ready? Did you get your beer?
Yeah, beer's in.
Okay. All right. So, we've done the game show before. I'm going to change up the way we kind of do the answers here, though. So, bring up your chat box there.
Wow.
And we're gonna buzz in here.
Sucks. Scandalous. Wait.
I don't like the honor system.
To you only or for everyone?
Well, for all of you guys. You're all going to bring it up, and if you want to answer...
Am I in the right spot?
Yes.
Am I doing Aloha things?
Yes, that'll work. I wouldn't do that. Like, I would just, like, just slam something down and press enter if you want to answer first. And whoever gets the first one in, I'll take that one.
I did it.
What do we have to do?
Chat.
Yeah.
You know how you told me Fozzie's not going to make the game show?
Yeah.
Well, you got to type in there. Like, do this. See? Can you do that?
Can you type? Jeff, do you remember how?
Hefe, you know when you have to like take a
anything, anything, as long as you come up, yes, that like so you were faster than Sire than Fozzie's ass.
Damn it!
So that's like if you know I'm gonna ask the question, you buzz in, I will take the first one. If that person gets it wrong, then you can buzz in again.
Or you got my word. Ready.
All right. There's 10 questions. I've split this into... Well, there's 4 rounds. I split it into... The first 3 rounds are... There's 10 questions. It's 1 point per question. All right. The first round is split. It's years of release. So the answer will be the year of release. Round 2 is music. And round 3 is like some general...
Do we get like a year... questions. Like...
No. Leeway? I'm going to ask you... I'm going to give you...
Rude.
The game, and you are going to tell me the year.
That's insane.
Well, and I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, that is insane.
But I've kind of themed ever, so like the first round is year of release, the second round is music of 2004.
Oh, shit. No. And, 2004. Got it.
Music of 2004. Round 3 is entertainment and games. So it could the questions could revolve around entertainment with games or games that have entertainment aspects to it. And then there's the final round that'll have 1 question. And you can bet we'll keep the betting that Jeff did there.
All right, Hefe, start up that music.
Well, I got the music. That'll be the first round. All right, we ready?
No. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
No, but go ahead.
Okay. So here we go. Here's the first question in round one, years of release. What year was the first Zelda game released? All right, Jeff.
Wait, I just said Hefe wasted money.
I got it before what, you.
No, Fozzie Fozzie was a little bit faster than you. He actually wrote
like
that in.
I wrote K.
Anniversary. Yeah, and Fozzie wrote Hefe wasted
last
money.
Last year.
On Fozzie's.
I'm going to say 1985.
Fozzie is wrong.
What?
1987.
I will take 1987 from you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought the 30th anniversary was last year.
No, it was the 25th was a couple years ago. That was Skyward Sword was 25.
I will take 1987 because in North America that's when it was released. It was actually released. I have both of these down. I would have taken either 1986 for Japan.
Oh, whoa.
Or 1987 for North America.
Convoluted.
Not 85.
But it wasn't 1985.
Still fast. So. All
right. So here's so Jeff has a point.
Yeah.
Here is a second question. What year was Sonic the Hedgehog released? All right, Fozzie.
Okay, Sonic. I want to say 1988.
No.
Do I get to go, or does it go Jeff first?
We'll go Jeff because he did technically buzz in after you, after Fozzie. Jeff.
1990.
No.
No, it's 1991.
Pete now has a point as well.
Is it 91?
It is 91.
I was thinking 89 for a second.
No.
Wow.
All right. You said Sonic, and I was like, wait, I know that.
When did the Genesis come out then? 91?
Yeah.
I thought it was way earlier.
It's the same year that I was born, so.
I thought it was 89 for some reason.
All right, well, here's the third question. What year was Crash Bandicoot released? Fozzie.
Crash Bandicoot. I want to say 97.
No.
96.
Pete. You said 96, right?
Yeah, I did.
Pete has 2 points here.
This is bullshit.
That we just talked about this.
It was weird. That
Peter, you have a problem, boy?
That was weird. All right, so we're going to go into round two.
Hostility from Peter.
Which is...
Hey, man, I'm still reigning champ at the moment.
All right, so I'm gonna play some music for you guys, and you will. Same thing, buzz in.
Is Tony even playing? I haven't seen Tony.
Tony's just laughing at you guys.
I'm half asleep. So
fair enough.
But I'm gonna play some music, and it's music of 2004. So there's a hint there.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck came out 2004, but all right.
I'm gonna start off with an easy one.
All right.
Which I don't know. We'll see if it's easy. Because Jeff did some easy ones.
That were not easy.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull my phone up right here.
Oh. This.
Pete. Oh.
I got it.
I have a Pete buzzing in first.
It's Halo 2.
Yes.
He didn't buzz in the worst. Oh, my God. He is the worst now.
All right. Now I'm going to play the second one here.
I have a specific Halo 2. So fuck all right,
this one's a little bit harder. I just gotta let YouTube load. Come on, YouTube, load.
Is it gonna play an ad first?
Yeah, it will.
Probably. It'll be a 15-second ad.
Do we get a bonus point if we guess the ad?
Yeah. Yeah. Load the fucking thing. This is the problem with
Should have had all of these pulled up already.
Yeah, well, I'm using my phone, so.
No, I got you.
All right, here we go. Or we don't. Maybe not.
God damn it.
Here we don't.
I just see circling.
Got my.
As soon as it starts playing, I will.
Fozzie's finger's ready. It's ready.
It's all right, mine is too.
Here we go. All right, Fozzie.
Gotcha. I don't know.
No, fuck, what is it called? Oh, no.
I have no idea. Almost. I'm not fucking there.
Viva Pinata.
Nope.
No.
Anybody else want to go?
I'm not buzzing in. I have no idea. I can.
Peter should lose points.
Some sort of stealth game.
Point from him.
Do you want me to start it back up?
Is it like a stealth game?
I'm not giving you a hint there, Joe.
All right. We'll do it again.
Do you want me to play a little bit? Another bit of the clip.
It's like bump bump beep beep. Right,
here we go.
That's James Bond.
No, nobody.
2004. It's not Beyond Good and Evil, is it?
No.
I don't remember when that came out.
Jeff would have known that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
No,
I can't.
I don't know what that is.
It is a Sly 2.
It's a stump game. You
were close. Yeah. Chris should lose a point because nobody else answered.
All right, now we'll play the third music clip here, maybe. It'll probably take 10 hours to load
again.
What the
fuck was that?
All right, here we go. Maybe
bless
you. A minute. All right, here we go.
Wait, I went first.
Fozzie did get in first.
These aren't just intro music. This is just music in general, right?
Well, this is an intro theme song.
Oh, fuck. I don't know then. I was going to say Devil May Cry. Like,
no. See, actually, I thought of Devil May Cry as well.
Jeff?
I know what game it, like, what series it is. I just don't know which one. So I'm going to have to guess. Metroid Prime 2.
That is correct.
Yes!
Nice, dude. Jesus. Oh, man. I don't know these Nintendo games.
All right.
I haven't played.
That's a classic Metroid theme, and that, like, I just didn't know which one it was.
I was on the same wavelength as Fozzie, though. I was like, Devil May Cry 3? Did that come out?
The first, like, 10 seconds sounded like it, and then...
What's the
that threw me off. I'm like, that's not Devil May Cry at all.
No, it's like the weird angelic music in the very beginning.
But then like the drop came in. And...
Yeah, that drop though.
All right, here's the last one. Let's see, last music question.
Okay.
Ben.
Nothing from you guys?
I have no fucking idea.
Dude, it sounds like an action adventure game.
It totally sounds like it's out of like Lord of the Rings.
Sounds like Uncharted or.
Tony's on the right track there.
Fine then,
Return of the King.
No.
Damn
it, I played that game too. It was actually
that there was a Lord of the Rings game that year.
There was. That's
the Third Age, isn't it?
I believe so.
But the game itself.
Yeah, Pete buzzed in here.
But just because I feel like I should guess, I'm gonna say God of War 2.
No. No. Fozzie.
I don't know. Damn it, you gave the hint that it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. So I was going to just say Crimson Skies.
It's fantasy-based, let's put it that way.
All right, well, I'd put...
Crimson Skies, no.
Okay, Fantasy Star Online?
No.
No, that's... No.
Oh, no. I'm going to feel really dumb when you say what it is.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Guess.
You guys all good? You want me to tell you?
No.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not Zelda.
No.
It's not actually.
Don't know if any of you have ever played it. I know I have not.
Oh, alright. Well, then fuck it. Yeah.
Oh, is it that PS2 garbage one that was like the Final Fantasy people? The Bouncer.
No.
Is it the Bouncer?
No, I played the Bouncer. No, you guys good?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, wow.
What?
Original intro music to World of Warcraft.
I don't know.
Influential game from 2004.
Indeed.
I don't know if any of you guys had actually played it.
Lies.
Yeah, it's a game that people still play today, 12 years later, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. So, here we go. We'll do round three. Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
What's this one?
This is entertainment and games.
Okay. And is this the one where we bet points, or is that
Nope.
What does this mean?
So it's just that's the topic that I kind of themed each of the.
What are the standings at the moment?
That's I have no question. Points.
I think it's like 2-1 and 0-0, right?
let's see. 1-2. Yeah. Well, no. Pete has 3 points.
What?
Fuck yeah.
How'd that happen?
He got Sonic, Crash, and Halo.
Halo 2. Right.
Oh, he stole that Halo from me.
Jeff has 2.
What?
Yeah.
Jeff has 2.
I didn't get 2.
Zelda and
Smart Metroid.
Oh, yeah, Metroid.
So 3-2-0-0?
Oh, what?
Yes. Fozzie, you have 0 points.
How's it feel?
All right. Well, maybe
worse than Hefe's games.
Maybe Fozzie can turn this around with this question here. What game featured an athlete trying to rescue a boy from a mummy named Set Ra?
Oh,
Fozzie. Wait, nope, Jeff.
Oh, it was me.
It was Jeff. Jeff is first.
Oh, it's 9:58. 9:58.
Jeff came across mine first.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got Jeff first too.
Hey,
nah, you're
Jeff.
Fozzie.
I'm taking a picture of it right now.
No, the same thing happened to me earlier, but everyone else said the opposite. So
yes,
I think I beat you. It's like Michael Jordan's like something in the Windy City.
No.
You're the worst. It's Shaq Fu, baby.
It is Shaq
Fu.
It is Shaq Fu. All right. There you go. Fozzie's on the board.
Yay.
3-2-1. All right. Question 2 here. What game was named for what Tom Cruise called his pool cue in The Color of Money?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
Can you
repeat the question?
Movie.
Yes. What game was named for what Tom Cruise called his pool cue in The Color of Money? What was Tom Cruise's pool
I see
cue
what you're
name
saying.
In The Color of Money? This game was
name
named after
game.
That.
What? That is so obscure.
Behold the power of Google. No.
Fuck it, I don't know.
I'm going to say...
Come on, Fozzie, go ahead.
Burnout. Is that it? Burnout?
Nope. No. Anybody?
Nope.
Jeff.
That's not me.
Sorry, no, I'm typing an email.
Uh-huh.
Tony?
I wrote it up because I'm curious.
It is Doom.
Doom.
Wait, what was the question again?
It was his pool cue.
What game was named for what Tom Cruise...
He called
Cruise?
His pool Doom?
Doom.
That's not very fair. That's more a movie question than
that
a...
That sounds like a lie. That sounds made up.
All right, you know what? I'm doing the game show next month.
Gotcha.
All right. Last question here.
Okay.
It is... Where did the questions go? All right. What arcade game...
Oh, shit.
...was based on a band that came with an audio cassette looped to play separate ways? Fozzie?
Is it Revolution X?
No.
Crap. Fuck. I mean, I know the band, but I didn't know that they had a video game.
Likely story.
Nothing.
Not Revolution X? Shit.
That would have been my answer. No,
that's the only. That's the only artist.
But that wasn't like.
That was a big arcade game.
It was an arcade game. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that was a big arcade game. I don't know.
What was the question again?
What was the arcade game? I have like multiple screens open. Arcade game based on what band came with an audio cassette? Loop to play separate ways.
Yeah, like, I never remember anything like that, so I have no idea.
Wait. God. Wait.
If you know the song, you can get this one pretty easy.
Wait, say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I knew this.
You already typed
it. Right,
Chris. What was that?
One more time. One more time.
Fuck, I knew this, too.
Well, answer it. Pete.
No.
Oh, no. He already Googled it.
I Googled it.
Don't cheat then.
No. I knew I wasn't going to get it otherwise.
An arcade game based on what band came with an audio cassette looped to play separate ways?
Flaming Lips. That's going to be my guess.
No.
The Beach Boys. Oh, yeah.
No.
Beach Boys. I don't know. Just tell the answer.
Journey.
Yeah.
What?
I knew that, too.
Separate Ways is a Journey song.
Oh, we had to guess the artist? I thought you had to guess
that was the name of the game, too.
I didn't know they had. I would have said Journey. What the shit.
That was the name of the game.
That was the name of the
game,
too.
I would have never guessed that.
I knew it was Journey was the band name, but... Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not good. it's terrible.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
If you've listened to the Giant Bombcast, Jeff Gershman talks about it every once in a while. It's a terrible game. Anyway, so we are at 3 for Pete, 2 for Jeff, and 1 for
Woo!
Fozzie.
Woo! On the board.
We're going to say goodbye to Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Thank what you is this, like PTI? Anyway.
But yes, you can bet your points here. This is a... so we're going to do...
Oh, thank God I'm saved.
Yes, so this is a two-part answer.
Okay, do you get multiple points?
Yes, so you can bet your points. If you get both answers, we'll multiply them by 2. If you only get one, you'll get double the points of whatever you bet. So if you bet 2 points and you only get one, you'll get 2 more points. Mm-hmm. If you bet 2 points and you get both answers, yes.
Okay, you better get both answers. You going to let Peter win?
I'm just going to bet it all. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, bet it all, baby.
Here's the topic, kind of Jeopardy style.
All right.
It's Hitman.
Okay.
All right, here's the question, all right?
This is not good for me.
The latest Hitman game releases on PC, PS4, and Xbox One March 11th.
Yeah.
Series has spawned numerous console, PC, and mobile releases since it was first introduced over 15 years ago. It also has spawned a pair of less-than-stellar film adaptations. What are the names of the two actors that have portrayed series protagonist Agent 47 on the big screen?
Oh, man.
Oh, this isn't video game. Oh,
okay, so I'm going to bet all my points on the
right,
first
wait,
part, because I don't remember the name.
Hold on. Why don't... So, Pete, Jeff, and Fozzie, each of you type in your answer. Don't press enter yet.
I got it.
No, I Fuck, dude. I remember who played him first, but I can't remember his name right now. It's driving me... All right, I got the first guy.
I can't remember.
So do your points, type in your answer, your points that you're betting, type in your answers, and then once you're all ready, you all press enter at the same time.
So can I bet 2 points on one of them?
It's 2 points across. If you get one of the answers, you'll get 2 points. If you get both of them, you'll get 4.
Okay. I hope spelling doesn't matter because...
No, just be
close. It'll matter.
Like, if I can pronounce it.
Mm. Oh, fuck, playing over the new one. God damn it.
Okay, so when should we type them?
Oh, type them, just don't press enter yet.
Okay, that's what I meant, yeah.
Right. What if I just guessed one because I can't think of the other? All right.
If you get one of them, I remember the other
guy, thankfully.
Fozzie,
yeah, I can't
type yours in. Don't press enter yet.
My man.
You guys good?
Whenever. The one just came out, too, and I can't remember. Hold on. Let me think a second.
Just came out last year.
Some fucking unknown
yeah,
it
came out last year. I can't. All right. Whatever. All right. I'm just going to get the one, I guess.
All right. Fozzie, you good?
Good, baby.
All right. All three, press enter. Fozzie only had one point to play with. Jeff,
yeah,
I'm assuming
yeah.
you're betting both.
Yeah.
Jeff, you double up to 4 points. You have Timothy Oliphant. He was the
yeah.
first Agent 47.
Yeah.
Fozzie, you're at 2.
Woo!
But Pete smoked you guys.
He lost.
He went up to 9.
He spent all his points on two different guys.
He got their...
Which means he lost Rupert.
But yeah. they're both... Timothy Oliphant played him first. Rupert
no.
Freen played him second.
No.
Yes. Pete,
no.
Pete nailed this. He's got it.
Rupert.
Okay.
Rupert
Can we just
Friend?
Say that
Who
this
the fuck
isn't...
is Rupert Friend?
I don't know.
He's the guy
know.
From
yeah,
I had to look
yeah,
him up.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Why, that's why I remember.
He was doing a lot of typing.
This guy from
He's
what?
Be on camera.
No, where's this guy from? Who is this?
Homeland.
Homeland?
Yeah.
The
hey,
what's
don't
name
you
show?
Watch that show?
He played...
Third Dane show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there we go. Pete has won this round.
Just like he did last time.
And Pete has volunteered
say, I'm say something.
To do the next, do the one in March.
Go for it. Thoughts? You going to accuse me? Let's
I'm
back
talking about
up.
You, boy. Not everything's about you. I'm going to talk about Christopher over here.
Yep.
This yeah. last one was a movie. This was a movie answer.
This
video
is,
game,
it
sir.
It was video game trivia.
It was related.
It is. It's video game related.
I don't know.
Actually... Now I have a very inspired question for next. What are we doing next month?
Yeah, sometime next.
Yeah,
next
make sure it's a video game.
Oh, it'll be video game related.
No.
Bitter.
I think you should just do food related to video games. Food that has video game marketing.
That's right.
Should be an entire round.
It'll just be all
Doritos.
Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the occasional Red Bull. So they have
really
those.
They're still selling those Destiny Red Bull cans.
Are they?
My boss walked into work today with one.
So those codes never worked, though. They were all hacked, like, in the first 2 days.
Oh, yeah, but I just can't believe
they are still selling. They're probably yeah. bad now, right? Anyway, we have some stuff next week. I don't know what, but... I guess we'll have the Division. Tony and I are probably going to try and play that.
That's right.
Street Fighter V review.
Ooh, I got Division 2,
yeah.
guys.
Street Fighter V review coming.
Worry.
Rocket League.
Safe Rocket me. League, yes.
Okay, let's play
Rocket
right
League.
Now. Don't tell me
you're... I just turned off my fucking Xbox.
God damn it. I told you not
to. Pete's going to do a Street Fighter V review. I don't think my review of the following will be up next week, but it might.
I do Street Fighter V when Ultra Street Fighter V is coming out in 2 months, and it's still in...
Wait, what? I
no,
can't
they're,
hear.
They're not going to do an Ultimate Street Fighter V, are they?
No, they're not.
Really?
No. They, every All their, like, Super and Ultra shit is just going to be balance updates that you can download with the disc that you have now. They came out and said they're not doing any more disc copies for 5.
It will be...
Until, like, 3 years from now when they're like, we need to do another disc copy.
Oh, well, it'll be, like, a Game of the Year thing, probably, where you
yeah.
can, like, buy, pay $40, and then get everything without having to pay for it. So, or pay, like, in-game currency for it.
Well, thank you, Chris, for putting out this trivia. I will play until my heart's content, but I know it's tough work.
The music is the tough part.
Yeah.
Unless Jeff does it, then it's just laziness.
I'm going to have to think long and hard about types of music I think will be fair.
What is it? It's tough. Like I thought Jeff might get the Sly Cooper one because I know he's played those games.
Well, I
was actually played
myself because as soon as I heard it, like as soon as you said the answer, I was like, God damn it! Because I knew too. It's like a stealth game. I'm like sitting there thinking about it. Like I was thinking PS2 era, but I couldn't think of what it was.
I tried to get one that was like the Halo one. Obviously, that was like the really easy one. So I tried to get like one that was really easy, but then.
But what's tricky about that one is that you have to remember which Halo came out in that
right.
year.
Right.
Yeah.
It was Well, I was thinking about it, and I remember I was in college at that time, and Halo 2 came out around that time. But Yeah, and I like this format where we have to buzz it in.
Yeah, that's fun. So or, yeah, I'll take it on.
I think week. You know it might be fun too. I don't know. I guess buzzing in is fun, but maybe just have it that everyone answers to the host or the person doing it, and then just put in your answer. I don't
could do that.
So wait, that, what do you mean?
Well, it's like you knew Halo 2. I knew it was Halo 2. But like if we could like just exclusively put the answer to Chris. Because, you know, like, when you do trivia, like, at a bar, everyone writes down their answer.
Right, you would both
you
get
give it to
for
the
it,
person.
Yeah.
And if you know it. This is, I mean, I guess, yeah, this is kind of more
so
like showy, but...
You basically want to do what we did for the final round.
Could do that. Could do, like, I mean, yeah, I mean as Jeff said, like, this is a tweet. It's a tweaking process, so...
Yeah, no, I know. I understand. I'm just saying, you know, when I do a game show, I'll probably do that.
Like, I thought it was... I thought the buzzing in made a little more sense than us all just yelling out the answer.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a proof over last time where it's like, oh, yeah, I think that's what I would have guessed, sure.
Right. It's like,
that's give me that
right.
Goddamn.
Thank you for that one. That one, that's mine, too. I'm gonna side with Fozzie on this one because he's got in six of the seven questions right. Like,
yeah, I'll take that one.
That's right, yeah.
But that's probably a good idea, Fozzie, like where we just type in the answer and then you just press enter.
Yeah, you just give it to the person and everyone's like, okay, all answers are in.
Yep, and you all press enter and the answers come up and read them off and...
Whoever's correct is correct. So in that point, I think what we would have to do is make it a little bit longer because it's going to be easier for everybody to... There'll be a lot more ties, I think.
Sure.
So maybe...
Yeah, but...
Maybe, you know, how many questions do you have for each category? Four?
I did three for rounds one and three and then four music questions.
Okay.
I wanted to do the Metacritic one.
I might do like five or something like
that. Yeah, that might...
That way it's a little more – there's more of a chance for people to get ahead or fall behind and stuff because if everybody guesses Halo and everybody gets 1 point, you know, it's going to be a little bit tougher to
– Sure. There's definitely some there that I had no idea.
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay.
But I'm glad, like, some of them were, like, after the answer was like, damn it, yeah, that's what that was. So I was, like, afraid, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's always tough to know or about what people know.
Right, because you're in your own mindset, and it's like, yeah, this seems really, like, I remember this really well, and it's like, do they remember it really well? So, all right, well, Pete's going to do it next month, and we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
And we'll be back next week talking a whole bunch of new stuff.
Division?
Rocket League, probably some Rocket League as well.
Get on that right now.
I wish you guys could play with me. Like I can play with both systems that you guys can.
Well, Fozzie can play with you.
Rocket League?
Yeah. Oh, are you on PC, Foz?
No, but dude, there's cross-platform.
But it's not with.
But not
Xbox.
On Xbox.
Ew, I'm on PS4, so we can do it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Pretty good though. So.
Yeah, I'm on PC, so we just be on the same team.
Could do that. This is the hockey update in the Xbox One version.
I did not notice it.
But that might have been a holiday.
I don't know.
How do you act? Like, how do you get?
No,
to
it's
that?
Not. It's not that Xbox update. It says Snow Day as a playlist, and it's not there.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh,
that sucks. I wanted to play some Rocket Hockey.
I kind of like soccer. I don't know.
It's the same thing, right?
Like, and, well, the thing is that the ball doesn't bounce. It stays on the ground.
It slides a little bit.
I think that would be more fun, man.
You could actually control it a little better.
There's so much waiting around for the ball when it, like, goes way up in the air. I don't know.
God, Hefe.
Jeff's only played it for, like, an hour. So give him a little time. I haven't played it at all, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I think it would be cooler with, like, if it's, I don't know, whatever.
All right.
I'm still learning, though.
Alright.
Well, I am going to go be bitter about DC rebooting their shit yet again.
Well, I heard saw you tweet that, and I was like, yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, the official, like, line is that they're rebooting it, like, start to finish again?
I don't know. They're all starting at number ones again.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
And they're calling it the rebirth, like, that they're going back to basics. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm out. Okay. I think I'm out. I'm just going to read Green Arrow and Batgirl and call it a day. Like,
that's fair.
I had to stop at when they did the convergence thing. The Bat Bunny wasn't doing it for me. And it's too much anyway. They are. I do like that they're lowering the price of their books, though.
Oh, they are? That's cool.
They're all going to be $2.99, so.
Instead of, what, $3.99?
$3.99, I think. So.
That's something.
Yeah. I wish Marvel would do that.
Yeah, Marvel would rather fucking die than...
Marvel charges $4 for everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes $5.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, theirs are almost like $6 sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.